You know, Wisconsin Public Radio is not the only thing celebrating a centennial this year. In 1917, America's first transcontinental highway opened up. It was called the Yellowstone Trail, and part of it goes right through Wisconsin. I'm Larry Mueller. Of course, our guest today to talk about the trail is Lisa Marshall. It's great to have Lisa with us today. She's Communication Director for the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. And she's going to talk with us about the trail and some of the attractions you can find if you follow the trail. Maybe you're already a fan of the Yellowstone Trail. What's your favorite part? Love to hear from you. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. Send us an email at ideas@wpr.org or post a photo or about from the trail or a question on our Facebook page. Love to have you do that. And Lisa Marshall, thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Hey, hi, Larry. Thanks for having us on or having me on.
Well, I'll tell you what, I always love talking with folks from the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and I was really intrigued by this trail because as long as I've been around here, I knew nothing about it. It's terrible. I didn't know a thing about the Yellowstone Trail. Do you have the history? Give me some of the history of this.
Let me give you kind of the background on it. So we go way back to 1912, and this is right around the time the automobile starts to get popular. But, you know, back then they didn't have roads. I mean, there were roads, but they weren't, you know, great roads, and they weren't certainly transcontinental, and they didn't even have numbers to designate them. So there was a man named Joseph William Parmley of Ipswich, South Dakota, and he had this idea of creating the first transcontinental highway across the northern portion of the country. Now, there was a similar one. We're talking about the Yellowstone Trail, but a similar one had been developed from, and it's called the Lincoln Highway, and that one went through New York City to San Francisco. So this one was going to be farther north. It was starting in Plymouth Rock, and it was going to go all the way to Puget Sound, Washington. And so the idea was to kind of stimulate travel and good roads across the country, you know, get your car and, you know, tourism. And that's why they call it the Yellowstone Trail, because this transcontinental road was going to go through Yellowstone Park, which was at that time becoming a tourist destination. And so the idea was get people to go there.
So if you'd have been around back 100 years ago, Lisa, you probably would have been rubbing your hands saying, hey, here's an opportunity to get some people to Wisconsin.
Right. Now you got all kinds of trails, you know, the Bourbon Trail in Kentucky and the Great River Road. So this was like the first one, you know, ever, really.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. Now, where does it go in Wisconsin?
So work in Wisconsin. So they began that in about 1915, and when it was completed, it crosses through 18 Wisconsin counties, and it's about 406 miles. And what it does, it starts, you know, because it's coming from the East Coast, and it starts at the Wisconsin-Illinois border in Kenosha County. Then it starts to travel north to Appleton, and then it curves west through Eau Claire, ending up at, you know, Hudson, where it would continue on through Minnesota, South Dakota, and then so on up to the West Coast. And actually, you know, today, the Highway 10 corridor is the basic route of the Yellowstone Trail. So you can actually still take that Highway 10 today and retrace the actual route.
I think that is so, so cool. I would love to do that. You'd have to take a couple of days to do it, though, wouldn't you?
Well, you know,
unless you just drove right through, I'd want to stop and look at all the things that you can see along the way.
Well, that's the idea. That's what we hope that people will do. We hope that people will, you know, either start from Plymouth and go all the way out and, you know, make stops along the way. I think that was the intention when the folks, you know, back in 1912 came up with the idea. And now today, of course, you know, we would love for you to stop in each of the cities and make a trip of it. You know, obviously you can drive across the state in two, three hours, but, you know, what's the fun in that?
Yeah,
what's
up?
Stop and see some attractions.
Well, and you know, there's a group of folks who are celebrating the anniversary of the Yellowstone Trail, and they're driving a 100-year-old car the length of the trail.
Well, what they're doing is terrific, and I think that it kind of raises the profile of the Yellowstone Trail. So hopefully word will get out about what they're doing, and, you know, other people will follow along.
Well, and do you know the group itself?
I think I forget the name of it. It's Century for Sight. They're raising money for Century for Sight. Is that correct?
I don't have it right in front of me. So I'm pretty sure that maybe one of them will call in and let us know for sure.
It sounds like a gentleman who, like I said, they have this old car, kind of came up with the idea to, it's a 100-year-old car, celebrating its anniversary, and they're going to drive it, and they're working with the Lions Clubs.
Yes.
And they're taking pledges and, you know, to raise money for this nonprofit called Century for Sight. And so you can pledge, you know, money towards their drive, and they're going to stop. And I think they're going to take a couple days next month to go through the different cities and see some of the attractions on the way.
You know, I have in front of me, the Yellowstone Trail tour stops were like October 9th in Hudson, Menominee,
yeah,
and Eau Claire, and then the 10th they're going to be in Cadott and Abbotsford, the 11th in Marshfield and Stevens Point, the 12th in Waupaca and Oshkosh, the 13th in Fond du Lac, Hartford, and then the 14th in Hales Corners and Kenosha. So they're taking a few days.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool.
And, you know, you need a few days if you're really going to explore some of these areas and some of the attractions along the way. So that's the Department of Tourism talking.
Well, you know,
they're make a day of it or an overnight trip.
Nothing wrong with that, Lisa. Let's hear from Joan in Green Bay, or John, excuse me. John in Green Bay, thanks for calling.
Good morning. Thank you. If you go to Owen, Wisconsin, there is a plaque, not a, you know, an old sign that says the Yellowstone Trail.
In Owen, Wisconsin?
Yeah, Owen, Wisconsin. If I had time to look it up, but it's been a while since I've looked at it. But I don't know what they use, the letter they use for the Yellowstone. I just don't remember if it was a Y or what, but it can be seen in Owen, Wisconsin. And the other thing is my grandparents and my father and his brother and sister took the Yellowstone Trail out to Yellowstone in the 1920s, and they had a 1928 Buick, huge
a boat.
That, and it showed the picture. The picture shows they had the tent and all their utensils that they took along. It was like one of these old Conestoga wagons, you know, going out west.
Oh man, that sounds so cool. That boy, that'd be a great photo to have. You've got that photo, eh, John?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Oh man, Lisa, what do you think?
That is a great story. There are signs out there. So I'm not sure the one that he's talking about if it's near an attraction or near a location there. But I think there are signs that do mark it throughout the state.
Yeah. Thank you, John, very much for that call. Appreciate your call. You can join in too. Number to call 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page. He was talking about that big old boat of a Buick his grandparents had. Now, the folks who are doing the trail here in October, they have a 100-year-old car, and it's in Oakland.
I have never even heard of
it. I got to tell you, my grandpa, way back when he was a young man, had an Oakland. And a relative got the idea that it would be better as a convertible, and he took a hacksaw and hacked the top of it off.
Well, I wish they would call in, because I think they have a really good story about that car and how they, you know, how he found it and how they put it together and got this car running to celebrate, you know. And one of the stops, I think, is they're going to the Wisconsin Automotive Museum in Hartford, and which is perfect. I mean, you know, it's obviously the largest collection of antique cars and trucks in our state. They have 110 collectible cars, and something called, so we're talking about cars we've never heard of. This one is the Wisconsin-made Kissels?
Yeah, Kissels were made here in Wisconsin, Hartford, I think.
Yeah, so I guess that's how this museum has come about, is that they obviously have these cars there, and I guess 35,000 of those cars were made, and 200 still exist, 25 of them are going to be on display at the Wisconsin Automotive Museum. So, you know, if you're going to take the historic auto trail, you know, you got to stop at the automotive museum.
I agree. Let's go to Joan in Milwaukee. Joan, hi. Thanks for calling.
Oh, I cheated. I first wanted to say, Larry Mueller, don't you think of going off the air and retiring like those other two gals. I want you to stay forever. You're marvelous.
Thank you.
And I miss your trips on the lake. And best wishes to your beautiful daughter.
Thank you.
But my comment was, I remember that my husband, who was a member of the 10th Mountain Recon and trained out west, he and a friend went on that trip. I wasn't able to, but they came back absolutely thrilled. And I guess he had a special interest because Fritz was on the first three-man board that created the Ice Age Trail here in Wisconsin.
Oh,
and so I have kind of tears in my eyes when you are talking about that.
Oh, Joan, thank you so much for calling today. Obviously, Lisa Marshall, this is the second call we've had from people who were kind of emotional about this. And
I think that's just how history touches people, you know, in a lot of tourism, too. It's creating memories. It sounds like both situations where people were, you know, out and traveling, and it's just that's what we talk about here at the Department of Tourism is, you know, making these memories when you're traveling, and, you know, that's all we could ask for.
Joan, thank you again.
Well, now I need to go to give some money for you.
Yeah.
I want you to do the same. So can I transfer, or do I need to make another call?
You'll have to make the call. Unfortunately, I can't transfer you, Joan, but... let's see. The number to call, if you want to call, is 888-202-2552. And if you keep listening, I'll be probably saying it more than once here before the end of the show. Oh, gosh. Lisa, do you guys have anything up on your website about the Yellowstone Trail or about the sites along the trail and so forth?
We do. If you go to travelwisconsin.com, there's an article about the Yellowstone Trail, and then through that you can click through to see the different attractions, you know, along the way. And some of the highlights, you know, and then I'm going to pick out a few historic ones. And funny that they're also related to transportation, but, you know, you could stop at the Harley-Davidson Museum, history of the motorcycle, and I know that, again, is a big brand for our state, Harley-Davidson. And also, speaking of anniversaries, next year, Harley-Davidson is celebrating their 115th anniversary. So keep that on your calendar. That's going to be right around Labor Day weekend, right before.
Yeah.
And then EAA Air Adventure Museum in Oshkosh, that's on the Yellowstone Trail route. Again, you know, historic museum, this time for flight. Right now, they've got a special exhibit commemorating the Apollo space program. So, you know, they got everything from World War II to space travel.
And I just mentioned a couple more in passing because we're running a little short of time. The Stevens Point Brewery is 160 years old. It's the oldest continuously operating brewery in the U.S. And then the Mabel Tainer Theater. Have you ever seen a production there? It is wonderful. And the Tainer family, this is really cool. The old man said, you know what, I've got some people, some friends who are a little wider than others. And he made the seats wider or thinner and then specified to his friends where they would sit.
I have never heard that. That is an awesome story.
Well, it's true. It is true. You just have to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio more, Lisa.
You can't, like I said, I'm going to agree with Joe. You can't retire.
Lisa, great pleasure. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, totally. Thanks, Larry.
Lisa Marshall, Communications Director for the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, as we talk with her about the Yellowstone Trail and all the great sights you can see along the trail. And, you know, a lot of great sights to see. And there are a lot of great things that you hear when you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here again with Michelle Johnson. You count on the Ideas Network for great discussions. And it's your gift, any amount, that makes all these discussions possible. So please go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your contribution right now. And as usual, we have a goal to reach, don't we, Michelle?
We have a goal to reach, and we are on our way, but we are not quite there. We want to hear from 10 more of you between now and 12:30, and we know that we can do that. We don't set these goals in an arbitrary fashion. They are,
no.
They are our roadmap. To the place we need to be in terms of staying on budget and staying on track, so that we can provide the quality of radio service that you have come to depend on each and every day of your life.
We're just like the Yellowstone Trail. We've been around for 100 years.
That's right.
And it's so fun talking with people like Lisa Marshall from the Department of Tourism. It's always fun. We always get some great calls. We had some couple of wonderful calls from our listeners who, you know, you really make the show a lot. You help make the vibrancy of this show possible and on many of our other programs as well. So I hope you'll take a few minutes to make this hour and the many more hours possible. Where do they go, Michelle?
I don't know. The time goes so quickly. But here we are. We've been having this wonderful conversation about the Yellowstone Trail, and it's just one example of the many, many ways that we celebrate the history and culture and life of Wisconsin, what makes this place so special. And you know what? WPR and the Larry Miller Show are two of those ways that we that two of the things that make this place so special. I'm a relatively new transplant to Wisconsin, and so quickly found myself at home and in love with this radio service. Hope that you are too. It's now is your opportunity to show that love at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Choose the amount that works for you, and then make that pledge right now.
You have made a habit, I'm sure, of listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, and I hope you'll just get in that habit of donating as well. It's a good habit, I swear.
There are bad habits, but this is good.
You can be proud of this habit. All you have to do is go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, and they're really important, aren't they, Michelle? Our listeners,
listeners are so important. Now, you know, you might think that this is a federally funded or government funded programming, a government funded station. And while it's true that we do get money from the state and federal government and businesses, the largest slice of WPR's budget pie is listeners. It's listener contributions. It's folks just like you who listen every day, who listen all the time, and who make it possible for us to continue. It is the amazing service that it is because of you. So give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 8 more pledges in the next 5 minutes or so. So please make your donation right now. Get us over the top here. Support the programs you enjoy at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
Hey, Wisconsin, this is Ari Shapiro from NPR's All Things Considered. 2017 is a big year for Wisconsin Public Radio, your centennial, and I am so excited to celebrate it with you. I'm headed to Madison to host a special event called The Power of Story. It's October 14th at the Overture Center. We'll have stories, conversation, and music, and I will be joined by special guests, including Brian Reed, who created S-Town, storyteller Dasha Kelly Hamilton, WPR's own Anne Strainchamps, Dr. Jonathan Overby, and others. And here's a special opportunity that is only available during this pledge drive. Make a gift of any amount, and you'll be entered to win 2 VIP tickets to the show, dinner, a meet-and-greet reception, and accommodations in Madison. Sustainers, WPR has you covered. You are automatically entered. Find all the details at WPR.org/drawing, including how to enter by sending in a postcard. Make a gift today and ensure the future of WPR. Good luck and congratulations on 100 years.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your pledge during our fall membership drive. Larry Miller with Michelle Johnson, and we're asking for your support. Your gift, $10, $15 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Well, we've gotten used to paying for a lot of things. Our Netflix subscription, right? Our Hulu subscription, our cable bill. If we didn't pay those things, those services wouldn't come streaming into our home anymore. But public radio is not like that. You turn the radio on, it's still there, but that doesn't mean it's free. It's just free to listen. So what we're asking you to do right now is make a contribution, support WPR, just like you pay for the other services that you rely on each day.
And we have still 8 more to go to reach our goal of 15 contributors, right, during this time period. Wisconsin Public Radio, we've talked about it a lot. We're 100 years old this year. We couldn't be more proud of our history. We're so excited about the future. And, you know, we make some pledges to you as well. We're going to deepen our commitment to providing equal access to the news, information, and entertainment that creates opportunities for everybody. We have some big goals, don't we?
Very big goals. And your support makes that all possible. It is such an exciting time to be part of WPR. So make your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I've done this, so I'll tell you how it works. It just takes a few minutes of your time to give. You tell your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay. And then we go from there. Quick and easy to do, Michelle.
It's so easy. And your gift now really does help us along. Take the next few minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're going to be going away in about 40 seconds or so here. But I tell you what, this is very, very important to us. Your support is very meaningful to us. It's very meaningful to Wisconsin Public Radio. It's just one of those things that bears supporting. Here you get the information about events in our region and the world. You get music, you get humor, you get storytelling. So I'm going to tell you right now in these last few seconds, if you haven't done it yet, please do go right now to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Still a couple of minutes to go before the end of the half hour.